Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome again to a new episode of Absolute Truth. Absolutely, your host Gio is here to aid, to abet in your search for the truth, the same which makes you free. Welcome once again to a new edition of the podcast. I'd like to comment on something very simple just for today. A thought process came to me while I was preparing another media file, if you will, for another program that we have, Spanish programming that we have for the church on our radio airwaves. And I thought it would be very advantageous to talk about this in particular, this subject matter in particular, in the podcast version, which is exclusive for our website subscribers. And it is this: eliminating the frivolous. Gio, what do you mean by eliminating the frivolous? Well, the other day, I saw the images of a particular group of fanatics, and I think they were aptly termed or aptly named, broke into the stadium in Maracana during the World Cup, during the Chile match, and these were Chilean fans attempting to get or access the stadium grounds without having purchased a ticket. And these fanatics were adamant. They wanted to see their team perform, but they were not able to obtain entrance to said event. Therefore, they broke down the doors at the entrance, or if I'm not mistaken, in the East Plaza, I could be mistaken about this, in the Eastern Plaza of the stadium. As a matter of fact, they even tore down the wall separating a corridor leading to the press box or the press room. Many people have praised this group in particular for showing their fanatical colors, for showcasing their devotion to the Chilean soccer team. I, on the other hand, have a different point of view. This showcases the debased attitudes and comportment of a group that has adopted secularist ideologies and has given great importance and even placed in the priority list of their lives, things that are frivolous. Gio, explain yourself. Very gladly, in the shortest possible terms, I will do so. We live in a generation that unfortunately has given itself, has lent itself, and even gifted its own body, mind, and resources towards frivolous causes. For example, the praise and worship of professional athletes, the adoration and adulation of celebrities, individuals whom in reality do nothing for humanity, and people who undertake, who of course are in the limelight of the press, and of course it is advantageous for the press to promulgate these individuals as the stars, as the gods, the Greek gods among us, because they make money off of reporting this to those that praise and worship mere men who perform acts that you and I can do on a daily basis. And that's the key. What is the difference then between Lionel Messi kicking a goal into the net and you kicking a goal into the net? Well, Gio, he does it at a professional level and he gets paid a lot of money for it. Exactly. That's it. Gio, but you are underestimating the fact that he is making a lot of money. And what? Tiger Woods has made a lot of money. Married a model. It wasn't enough for him and still isn't enough for him. Case in point. It's that simple. You can do the same thing. Go out to your backyard. Go out and play with some friends. And simply enjoy the game. That's what it is. It's a game. But in our culture, our secular society is teaching young men and women everywhere that they have to live and die by the sport, or for the sport, rather. That which used to be something for entertainment purposes and for the pleasurable enjoyment of everyone in the family and friends has become that which now leads us against each other, human against human. Have you not seen the fights that break out when the fanatics of one team fight the fanatics of another team simply because they are on diametrically opposed colors or jersey colors. What for? What's the significance of it? Why the importance? Things like these. Adulation of the celebrities in Hollywood who feign in front of a camera. And that is the gist of what their life is about. That is the significance of their life, acting before a camera. That's it. And yet, these people are placed on a pedestal and showcased to the world by the media elites as the example which we all must strive to accomplish. And then we begin to hear the rumors of how said person achieved celebrity status, how they had to open their legs to crooked and perverse individuals in order to obtain that leading part in that film, how they are drug addicts, how they party like it's 1995, and they OD and eventually die like Philip Seymour Hoffman. Piece of advice for every single one of you that are listening to this program, adult or young person. Leave behind the frivolous. It is something that I am attempting to do in my own life, and I advise you to do the same. It has very practical benefits, and among them are the following. Number one, you will be a self-thinking, self-sustaining individual, a person who will not need to depend on others for sustenance. You will be completely independent, and you will be an individual who, following the words of Christ, of course, is self-sufficient, self-reliant. That's number one. Number two, you will begin to see and begin to distinguish and discriminate against that which is frivolous and begin to seek favor, or rather not seek favor, but rather seek and indulge in that which is truly important in life, that which brings true satisfaction in life. And what is this, Gio? Education, personal education, and enjoyment of that which is truly superior. What do you mean, Gio? Well, you'll begin to distinguish between what is good music, superior music, and versus what is debased music. You'll begin to differentiate between what is proper human comportment and behave as such, and begin to see the folly of those that behave like mere dogs. And also, you will begin to see the secularists and what they promote for what it is. Vanity. Things that only detract from your life. And you will come to abhor it. I promise you this. You will come to abhor it. And your life will be benefited because of it. Because you, now you'll seek things that are superior. And you'll want to leave behind the things that all they do is detract from your life and your enjoyment of it. Last but not least, and this is where I've been leading with this entire podcast, study. Gio, that's boring. Study. Listen to what I have to tell you. Study. Studying is not boring. It's boring because this generation says it's boring and they want to think for you and tell you what to think. Study. You don't need a college degree. You don't need to attend a secularist university with professors who seek to indoctrinate you with communist ideologies, with Marxism and evolutionary theories, debased theories, animalist theories, perverse theories. Study. Begin to diminish your excessive use of the electronics that might surround you, your phone, your TV, the internet. Shut it down. Enjoy life. Enjoy your friends. Go out and have a conversation. Go to the local coffee shop and simply sit down with your friends, with your family members, and live life. It's much more enjoyable than sitting and texting away. And talk about the intimate things of life, how you can grow, maturity. Pick up a book, read it, learn from it. If you do these things, I promise you this, at the very least, I promise you this, you will begin to see a pattern emerging in your life. Proper discernment, proper discrimination, you will be able to tell, you will be able to differentiate, demarcate the difference between that which is superior and that which only detracts from your life. Begin by reading your word, the Bible, that is. Read a good novel, not a modern day erotic or erotica. Read a good novel, such as The Count of Monte Cristo, for example, a classic book. And others, other literary works, the classics as they call them, which can amuse you, of course, but they will also enrich your lives. This is just practical advice from your youth pastor. I don't know if you will follow it, but I encourage you, I conjure you to follow the advice of your youth pastor. It is something I have personally undertaken, and it is something that I'm teaching my children to undertake, and my life has become much improved because of it. Jesus said, John 8:32, "If you abide in my word, you will be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Once you have tasted liberty, the only thing you'll want more of is liberty itself, because you see the benefits of living with clear eyes, a proper understanding of how the world works with a biblical worldview, and how this benefits your life directly by bringing more enjoyment to it because of all of the aforementioned things that we have mentioned. That's all the time I have left for this edition. I hope that this practical counsel, this practical advice will aid you in living that life that God has reserved for those that love him, the Zoe life, the life in abundance. If you have any questions, any comments, direct them to myself, directly to my inbox by writing me at geo@lwym.org, geo@lwym.org. Remember, if you are in the vicinity, Miami vicinity, we celebrate, we undertake our meetings every single Friday at 8 p.m., 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. I bid you adieu, and may the Lord shine his face upon you.